Universal Orlando podcast. I'm Nick.
And I'm Melody.
Why are you mad at me now?
You could have waited like 2 seconds after I was done talking before you started your intro.
No. Anyways, the big child is still awake. He is not napping, so we'll see how long we can actually record for. Tiny child is napping.
For now.
For now.
What is today's episode about?
I hate our van, because it's small talk.
Oh, small talk.
You forgot about small talk?
No, I was going to do summary, then small talk, but that's fine.
No. People must wait to know what we're talking about. Anyways, our van has been in the shop.
The title of the podcast.
Yeah, it's in the title. If you can't read, I'm sorry. Or if you're blind.
Van.
How does that work? I don't know. Van. I hate our van. I want to sell it. Get rid of it. Don't buy Chrysler. It sucks. It's been in the shop for like a month and a half now.
In and out.
In and out. Well, we had it for 3 days, and then it went right back in.
Yes.
It had, like, an active grill shutter, and then an oil pump went out.
The auto start-stop thing was out, but...
Well, he told me why that wasn't working.
Why?
If the check engine light is on, it'll automatically disable that.
Oh.
To not further hurt the car. I was happy, because I don't like the auto stop-start thing, because it's annoying, and I feel like I'm ruining my car. But besides that... something separated from the wheel mechanically.
Made it wobble every time we were slowing down or going slow.
What else was wrong with it? I think that's it.
The doors keep being wonky. But
the doors are starting to get wonky. Like, I'll shut Jack's side, and it'll shut, and then it'll beep like 3 times, and it opens back up. And usually the second time it closes, it'll shut.
I think they're just sensitive.
But last year when I went to Halloween Horror Nights, I was checking into Aventura with Connor, and I drove us there, and the doors wouldn't shut for like 10 minutes. Every time I clicked I clicked it like 30 times to get it to shut.
At that point, I would have just manually shut it.
It doesn't. You can't.
That's a stupid feature.
There is no way to manually shut our doors.
I don't like that.
No, I don't. Anyways, our car sucks, and I wish I did a little more research before buying it. Probably would have went with, like, a Toyota.
Anyway.
Anyways, still in the shop. Hopefully it'll be done by Halloween Horror Nights time, because...
We need a car.
We need a car. Well, I mean, we can drive the Jeep there. Ironically, so our Chrysler minivan has been in the shop more... Our 2017 Chrysler has been in the shop more broken than my 2004 Jeep Wrangler that's a manual stick shift. That Jeep has driven perfectly for the last 3 years. No problems. Except for the death wobble, but we forget about that. You don't worry about that.
And, you know, the fact that it's super hard to see out of the windows when it's raining.
No,
but...
we don't talk about that. Mechanically, it is perfect. Anyways, today we are talking about two new house announcements. We are talking...
Rankings.
House rankings. And we are talking FNAF lore.
Yeah.
That'll be your segment.
My segment. I'm finally glad that I get to talk about the lore to someone, and you can't make me shut up this time.
No, I can't. All right, so going straight into the...
Announcements.
No,
socials.
Socials.
We're on Instagram and Twitter. You can find us at Another Universal Podcast on Instagram and Another UBO Pod on Twitter.
Anyway, straight into the announcements, because we are going to rush this. Nope, that is the video because I'm stupid. Where's the picture? There's the picture. The Horrors of the Wyatt Six.
Okay.
That's the WWE house for people who do not know. Dare to take on the fiendish Wyatt Six, enter their eerie arena, and go through a doorway into their maniacal minds.
I mean, their look is creepy. Like, they look creepy. But what's the story? Is there a story?
There is a story. Fear and Beer has been doing homework episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Where I think it's Nick, ironically. He's one of the hosts, I believe. I listen to them every week. I should know this. One of the hosts does a homework episode on all of the IPs.
Is it the same guy that we watched the Jason video of?
Yeah, so we watch his Jason video. I'm going to watch his Terrifier video. Basically, he watches all the movies, writes down everything that's important about the movies, and gives you all the details about the movie. So it's a good way to, like, if you don't, like us, we didn't want to watch the Jason movies, so we went to his video, and I feel like we were adequately equipped to skip the YouTube videos. So I'm really hoping he does...
The movies.
The movies. So I'm really hoping he does the WWE house because I don't feel like trying to figure it out myself.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Next announcement. My turn. You shut up.
I have an ant on me. Hold on. Die, ant. Anyways, so...
Oh.
I'm not excited for this house, but people keep saying, think of it as an original. And that's how I'm going to...
That's how I'm trying to do it, too. But...
That's how I'm going to go through the house. I'm just going to say to myself, it's an original.
I didn't think about it that way before making the ranking, but that's fine. We'll talk about it later.
I did, and it's still staying where it's at.
Okay. Then we also got the Five Nights at Freddy's house. It's been officially announced now, and mm-hmm. It is a house.
I mean, we already knew it was a house. The creator of Blumhouse came out and said Five Nights at Freddy's is going to be at the event,
I think we were just speculating that there might be another thing, too, but...
It's still a possibility. Why would they close the Palace Arcade this close to the event?
Ooh, Five Nights at Freddy's got, like, the main section on the stained glass window thingy.
Yes, they did.
Yeah. Good job.
I mean, if you can already see that. I mean, I kind of already figured.
Well, I was hoping it would.
My guess was either FNAF was going to be there or Terrifier was going to be there.
Yeah. Anyway, I'll read the thingy now. You wouldn't last one night at Freddy's, let alone five. You'll be... That reminds me of Mark's. Why would I stay here five nights, let alone two or something? I'm not quoting it well, but anyway. You'll be hunted by deadly animatronics. Freddy, Bonnie, Chica, and Foxy.
Fun.
They forgot Golden Freddy, but that's fine. He does show up in the movie. And yes. Springtrap. But who knows, maybe Springtrap's like a surprise animatronic that would be in there.
I think we're going to see a lot more. They're not going to list everything you're going to see.
Like, those are the core four.
Yeah.
And Springtrap was like a surprise in the movie, but not really.
Wasn't Springtrap only there for like 5 minutes?
He showed up at the beginning in the opening credits and like the little 8-bit thing.
Oh. Well, yeah. I'm not counting that.
Yeah, so when he actually appeared at the end of the movie, it wasn't like, oh, that's a shocker. It's... Okay.
Yeah. Moving on, we have our hype list. Did you actually compile your hype list?
Yes, I actually compiled my hype list.
All right, are we going 10 to 1 or 1 to 10?
10 to 1. Well, where are we starting first? Shows, houses, or scare zones?
Let's do shows first. What is your number 2 show?
Oh, Hauntophonic.
Okay, same.
Okay.
Only because it's a water show.
I'm just expecting movie scenes and music. Pretty much. Water.
That's about it. Anyways, then Nightmare Fuel.
Yeah.
Their shows.
Really cool. You got the whole circus stuff.
I mean, the shows are cool, but I'm not here for the shows.
You're there for the music? Hopefully. Please?
Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
No.
Okay, moving on.
What?
Moving
on. No, I'm not here to go see the shows.
Oh.
Like, okay, so for the Friday that we're there... I don't plan on seeing the shows.
No, I thought you were alluding that you don't go to the show for the music.
Oh. No. How rude. Anyways, so I don't... That Friday, I'm not going to go to the shows.
Mm-hmm.
The Saturday we do the RIP tour, I'm going to go to the shows because I get right in. And then that...
It's part of the tour.
And then the Sunday, I'm not going to go to the shows because I don't feel like waiting 2 hours... For a show.
And we'll catch the water show when we get the chance. But
yeah,
it's
and
not like we're
the water
actively
show,
hunting it down.
We'll just be walking by it and just catch it as we walk by.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be a nice passing thing. Anyways, scare zones. You're number 5.
Number 6. I have all 6. Do
six?
You? 6. My number 6.
Oh,
Party Zone.
I combined Mel's and the club together.
I didn't.
Because they're an experience.
Yeah.
So we're not really sure. I keep seeing people ranking these separately.
Well, I saw the... On the new... Like, the complete spec map thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's
they're
listed...
They're two different
yeah,
areas.
Yeah, it's listed as an experience.
Well, still. Two different zones.
But the way
two different spots on my
list. Where everybody's ranking these is... They're doing a fourth category as experiences. So they would rank, you know, Mel's as 1 and the Party Zone as 2.
Fine.
But...
Oh, because then I guess you can also put in the whole Death Eater stuff, too. Oh, yeah, okay, from...
But I'm not... No, I'm not ranking them. I just meshed them together. and I just put them in the scare zones, and I'm counting them as one zone.
Well, for me, they're two zones, and one of them is number six.
Okay, do I move on to number five?
The Cat Lady of Crooked Lane.
Excuse you? Okay.
I don't know. Everything else has a better story or
so origins. My number five is Origins of Horror.
Oh.
You know, the entrance zone. Now, yes, it's going to be good this year because as the sets have confirmed, it is extending into Minions, into Minion Land.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more, it's going to be more of a, you know, a tiny little square of, you know, chainsaws and a couple of scare actors just walking around. It'll actually be a whole zone now, like it was before. But it's still an entrance zone. I still think it's going to be, you know, down there. Your number four?
My number four, Mel's Dying Zombies.
Okay. Mine is Mel's and Club Horror.
Okay. I just think the roller skating zombies would be kind of cool.
It'll be cool. And then
that's why it's above Cat Lady.
I think I'm going to agree with you. You were talking earlier about how you think it might be more of a show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see how they're going to do roller skates.
I'm sorry, but rollerblading zombies is not exactly a scare zone. They're rollerblading and they're like, ooh.
There's this one scare actor I see on TikTok. I mean,
they can chase you down really fast, but
there's this one scare actor on TikTok and she like runs around and she has like scrape pads on her knees. And she'll like,
I've seen that.
The same video where she like runs up to this little girl who's tying her shoes and then she just calmly talks to her while she's tying her shoe.
Not calmly talks to her. Wasn't she like yelling at her?
Yeah.
Like, why are you taking so long to tie your shoes?
Yeah. And then I saw another one where like a girl was eating and then that scare actor like dragged her away from her table. And then another scare actor, because it was like in a dining area. And then another scare actor was like, why aren't you with your group? Why are you just sitting in the middle of the room? I just thought that was pretty cool. It's not universal. I don't know where it is. I should find out. Anyways, my number, what's your number three?
Three, I put Origins of Horror here.
Oh, I didn't even talk about Mel's and Club Horror. Mel's, okay, it'll be cool. I think it's going to be a show because, you know, roller skating's liability, insurance issues. So I think it's going to be kind of like how they clear people away and then they do their little dance routine and then maybe you can go take pictures or something. And then Club Horror, that has a possibility of being a big bottleneck because that's going to be in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
And with DJs over there, it might just be a big conglomerate of people.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to that.
So, we'll see how that pans out.
Anyway, like I said, my number three is Origins of Horror. I ranked it higher than you because I like the whole stained glass idea.
Mm-hmm.
And then what they said, I don't remember the other one, but I remember like big birds, and I feel like the costumes are going to be really cool to look at.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's ranked higher.
Okay. Mine's Masquerade, Dance with Death.
Okay.
I think it's going to be cool. That's kind of why I put it in the middle. But it's not, you know, my number one and two.
Okay, then. That's shocking, actually.
What?
We'll get to it. We'll get to it.
Your number two?
Mutations, Toxic 20s.
Same.
Really?
Yes.
I like the whole mobster things, like I said in the announcement episode of all the scare zones, which still needs to be released, but that episode still hasn't been posted at the time of this recording.
Oh,
we are so stinking behind on episodes. It is driving me crazy. I am trying my best to edit these and it's taking forever.
They're all long episodes too.
But anyway, cool mobsters. I'm expecting it to look really cool and just be fun to go through. You?
Pretty much the same. I feel like it's going to be zombie-esque type thing.
Yeah.
I like zombies.
Yes, you do.
So I'm excited. My number one. No, your number one.
Okay, mine is Masquerade Death with... Did I really write Masquerade Death with Death?
That's funny.
Dance with Death.
And why is it there?
Because I like the whole masquerade thing. As you could tell from last year's whole... I like old-timey stuff like that. So for me, seeing masquerade vampires is really cool.
I can see that. Mine's Cat Lady.
I'm expecting it to be pretty, too. I like pretty stuff.
I think it'll be pretty.
Why on earth is Cat Lady first for you? Because I was not seeing that coming.
Because we got a cat? No. Anyways, the reason why I like Cat Lady is because I think it's going to be really good. It's, how do I explain this? The set pieces that are out right now.
Oh, right. I forgot about that.
I think they're making a little walkway where you're in a little tunnel.
Like a very tight.
In a very tight tunnel. And I think there are going to be scare actors in there popping out, you know, to scare you.
At least it's an optional tight tunnel.
Yeah.
Because from what I saw in the picture, it looked like you could just walk around it. If
yeah,
you
could probably walk around it. I think the sets there are going to be big, and I think the scare is going to be good.
I think I'm just ruined by the stupid Cats musical, because that's all I can envision right now.
Yeah. Anyways, houses.
Ah.
You're number 10.
Number 10.
Am I going to be mad?
I don't know. The Horrors of Wyatt 6.
Oh, why would I be mad?
No, I just...
Mine is also WWE.
Like, the costumes look cool, okay? But at the same time, I can't really... When I put this list together, I don't care about the WWE, personally. Like, I know a lot of people do, so I'm not saying it's stupid. It's
I don't think it's
going to
be a bad house.
It.
It's just my... Okay. It's hard not to rank all of these as one and two.
Yeah, that's...
With
WWE
being
easy.
Two, but I feel like all of these have potential to be really good.
Yes, agreed.
I'm almost as equally hyped for all of these, and I'm just a little less hyped for WWE. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Well, mine would probably be ranked more like 1, 2, and 3.
I guess.
Well, 4. Because
what's your 9?
Jason Universe.
Same.
Oh.
I swear, if we have the same list.
We know.
How do you know?
Because your number 8 is not the same as my number 8. Anyway, number 9, Jason Universe.
It's Jason.
Yeah, that's the same thing for me.
I think he just fell out of bed. Okay. No, I'm going to keep taking talking.
You're just going to be staking talking?
Shut up.
Okay. Jason Universe. It's a guy in the woods. Like, the woods, I'm expecting to look cool.
I think it's going to be cool-looking sets.
Yes. But I feel, as from my past experience, I'm basing it off of the Halloween house, like I keep comparing it to, but in the woods. Yeah, you're in the woods
probably.
With Jason constantly popping out at you.
Makes sense. I'm only... This should theoretically be higher because the same people who made Insidious from last year made this house.
Okay.
And they said it's Insidious times 10.
Okay.
Don't know how that's going to be possible.
I don't either. I'm pretty sure I'm not going to be spooked as much by Jason considering they don't have creepy curtain people. Mm-hmm. Or rooms full of people. Well, I wouldn't know. I haven't watched the book. No, that would be more of a Terrifier thing.
I guess. What's your number 8?
Terrifier.
Oh. Dang it.
You're just lucky this isn't number 10.
Why is it not?
I don't know. I think it's just because it has a better... Please don't hit your microphone.
Too late. I already did.
Because I don't care about the stories of the other two. And Terrifier, I don't know. As much as I don't like it, I'm still looking forward to being scared, if that's a weird thing.
I think that's the point of this event.
I know, but I don't know. I think maybe because it's so gory, I'm expecting it to have more work put into this house to make it look good. So.
Makes sense. My number 8's Gulkin.
Okay.
It's just not that excited. I don't know what to say about it. I don't know much about it, so it's hard to rank it effectively.
Alrighty. I'm going to guess that we have the name same. No, actually, I don't know. Probably
number
not.
Number 7?
My number 7 is Grave of Flesh.
No.
Okay. That's why I said probably not, because then I thought about it. While it's cool, like, the idea of it's cool, I'm worried that it's not going to meet my expectations, and that it's not going to be as good as I'm hoping it would be. Like, the whole walking into the grave thing.
I can see that.
But also at the same time, they're like, from the picture, it's also really hard to tell because from the picture, they look like a weird sandfish thing that eats you.
Yeah.
Story's interesting. Like, I find the story pretty cool, but I don't have high expectations for the house, and I'm already worried that even those expectations won't be met.
Yeah. Anyways, mine is El Artista. Like,
yeah, that's what I thought it would be.
The next few are, like, I'm equally as excited for these next few.
You're what?
I'm as equally excited.
Equally.
Yes.
Okay.
What'd you think I said?
Igorly.
Yes, Igor.
That's why I was confused.
Like, I'm just excited for the, you know.
Gulkin for El Artista. Huh?
What?
I don't know. What? Continue.
I said these next few I'm equally excited for.
Oh, so still above Gulkin.
Yes.
Okay.
Because, like, it's going to be your typical haunted house. And I kind of like that.
Okay. That's it? That's all you got to say about El Artista?
Pretty much.
All right. Number 6?
Yep.
Oh, I have to do mine first. Hatchet in Chains.
Why?
I don't know. Probably because I already saw part of it in cinema.
Well, you're going to see something different.
Yeah, I know. But everything... It's another thing for me. Everything is just more interesting to me.
Okay.
I don't know. That's just all I got to say about it. It's just everything else is more interesting.
Fine. Grave of Flesh is my number 6.
Okay. Your reasoning? No?
I don't know. This is where it felt right.
Okay. Well, then number 5 for me, El Artista is number 5. I ranked it higher because I thought of the whole ghost walking through walls, pushing through pictures kind of stuff. Like, I thought that was going to be really cool, which is why I ranked it up higher. Because like you said, it does feel like a typical horror house, like a basic kind of one. But those types of scares are pretty cool to me.
See, I don't think about that. I just rank, like, I think of my number 1. I'm like, okay, this one I'm most excited for. And then I think of my number 10. I'm like, okay, this one I'm least excited for.
Yeah, but I also think of what's in a house. Story-wise, scare-wise.
No, I just...
Whichever one I'm more excited to see.
I go wherever it feels right.
Okay, I don't. I actually have a full-on 10 to 1.
I
do not have a
method. I go, okay, number 1 feels right, number 10 feels right. Okay, what am I a little less excited for?
No, I'm pretty sure your number 2 is also where it should be.
Like, my 1, 2, and 3, those are, like, my true 1, 2, and 3. Everything else is kind of like, okay, this is where it feels like it should be.
Okay. Well, I already know what your 1, 2, and 3 is.
What is my 1, 2, and 3?
Well, did you say what your number 5 was?
Dolls Let's Play Dead.
Oh. No, you didn't. So you didn't. So you just put it at number 5?
Yeah.
Like, got it. So because you throw it together, you also don't have a reason what you're looking for?
No, I like... This is a good middle because, like, I think it's going to be really cool with all the, you know, big sets and us being tiny and the eyeball peering in.
Ugh. Yep. I'm imagining a giant girl with blonde curly hair and blue eyes.
Makes sense.
It's just like the stereotypical creepy girl with dolls kind of look to me.
Yeah. What's your number 5?
I already did number 5.
What's your number 4?
For me, my number 4 is Gulkin.
Okay.
I put it up high because I like the whole northern world.
Nordic?
Nordic. That's right. I was not saying the right words at all.
No.
I wish I had the stupid picture so I don't feel as dumb right now. But the Nordic stuff, I feel like it's going to be a pretty house. Why it's ranked up higher. And also the fact that I really liked, still can't remember the big ghost name from Ghostbusters.
Garaka?
Garaka. Yeah, the baby rattle ghost.
Yeah.
I feel like I want to see something like that again in the Nordic house. The giant thing that swoops down at you.
Oh. Yeah, I can see that happening.
And like I said, pretty.
My number 4 is Hatchet and Chains.
Okay. So that's like your top original house?
Yes.
Okay. Is it because you like... what exactly do you like out of that? It's like a weird Western thing. I think it's going
to be more of a funny house.
Ah. What was the funny house of last year? Because they all scared me.
Ghostbusters.
Oh, that's right. All the little Stay Puffs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What is your number 3?
For me, that's Dolls Let's Play Dead.
Okay.
Because I really do like the whole shrinking down, toy size. The story of that is super cool to me, and seeing all the scary toys come alive and giant girl. It puts you into that movie kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's like you get to be in Toy Story, but super scary.
Yay.
Your number 3? My number 3
is Terrifier.
Excuse me?
What?
Is that... Really?
It's not what?
I was expecting it to be your number one.
No.
Oh, that's a shocker then.
Yes.
Explain.
Number one and two, I'm more excited for.
Okay.
It's but hard to rank things for me.
You're still excited for Terrifier, so it's
See,
three.
You grew up ranking things.
Yeah, that's
doing top
fair.
Tens for your dad.
Yeah, that's fair. I grew up learning how to do stuff like that.
Whereas me, I'm just like, what am I most excited for? Okay, now let's try and fill in the rest.
Well, if you did it the way... you probably still would have done it eventually. Because my trick is if I have a hard time ranking stuff... I always got, little half note cards. I didn't need to do it for this. But little, note cards. And then I would compare two. And then just, which one am I more excited for? Boop. And then you just slowly sort out stuff. And then you can see how they rank out. That didn't make any sense saying it out loud. It's easier when I actually do it in person.
I literally look at all the pictures. The announced, someone posted, a picture of each one.
Mm-hmm.
So I was able to just scroll without having to, dig through... trying to find them. So I'm like, okay, what am I most excited for? And I looked at each one. I'm like, okay, this one I'm most excited for. So I wrote it down. And then I'm like, okay, what am I least excited for? Found it. Put it as WWE.
Yeah, I did that too. And then I just kind of was like, where do you belong? I put you on a number, and then if I thought I need to move it, then I'll just move it.
Exactly.
Okay, fine.
But I didn't really have a reasoning for each.
I had a reasoning, on the other hand.
Anyways, what's your number three? Or did you already say your
number
three?
I already said my number three.
Okay, what's your number two?
Fallout.
Same.
Well, because there's a lot of potential for this house, because there's a lot of different things that they can pull into the house. So I'm really looking forward to what they do pick.
Well, my one and two can probably be interchangeable.
No, my number one is still number one.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Because your number one is FNAF.
Yes.
My number one is also FNAF.
Shocking.
Yes.
Is it just because of the animatronics?
The animatronics. I think the sets are going to look cool.
Now that you watched the movie recently, can you envision yourself walking through the restaurant now?
And then we tried playing the game. That didn't go out well.
I ended up playing more than he did.
Yes, you did.
Shocking. Well, I couldn't. I played 2 minutes of night one because we played Help Wanted.
The first one. The VR. That makes a difference.
Yeah, it says VR. I've played the second game on my phone. That doesn't count.
No, it doesn't. It's easy to play on your phone.
Yes. But anyway, I still got spooked. We're not getting into that. I played night one of FNAF 1 on the VR. I was doing okay. I got to 2 a.m. But then I was like, Bonnie's getting close to the room, and he's about to show up in my door. And I don't want to see that, so I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even finish the phone call. I was done.
That phone call lasted a long time.
Yeah, the first night one is really long, but that's because it's the first game. The first phone call, you get all your information dumped in that first night.
Mm-hmm.
When all the animatronics are supposed to be easy so you can actually listen to him. But then I did the parts and service where you have to fix Bonnie and...
I was not a fan of
being that close to Bonnie and having to fix him. But I did it, and I refused to fix Chica. So.
We'll see about that.
I don't want to be jump scared while in the VR.
Well, see, you can purposefully get jump scared so you know what it's like, and then everything after will be fine. This brings up the argument we had last night. How do you go through a house, but you can't do a video game where you can pause it?
I don't know, okay?
Because the house, there is no pausing. There is no escape. You have to finish the house once you get in.
I think that's probably why I can do it. Because it's you just go through. You walk through the line. There's an ending.
There's an ending to the game.
And also, you're just constantly getting scared throughout the whole thing. So you're just adrenaline. It's just shooting through. You just got to go through it, and then you'll be done.
The faster
you get through it, you're done. While in the video game, I'm sitting there waiting for Bonnie to show up. And the longer I wait, the more freaked out I'm getting. Which is why I never got out of that pause menu the first time I tried. Because I knew as soon as I unpaused it, Bonnie or Chica was probably going to show up in one of the doorways and scare the crap out of me.
I don't think you even made it out of the main menu.
No, it was the pause because you paused midway into your night of playing because you didn't know how to play.
Oh.
So then you're like, oh, you know how to play. You finish the night. And then I put the VR headset on, and then proceeded to have a panic attack in the pause menu.
Well, yeah, because you're instantly transported into that world.
I was not happy about it. And like I said, it was just the anticipation of getting scared, which is probably another reason why I don't like horror movies, because you have that slow buildup into the horror. You go into a horror house, you're immediately getting scared, and you just got to push through it, and then you're done.
Not necessarily. I feel like there is a buildup,
but it's like 30 seconds.
I guess. Whatever. Moving on.
I figured it out, and I explained it well, so you can leave me alone now.
Anyways, those are our rankings, 1 through 10. I am excited. We are a little less than a month out.
Even less when this actually comes out.
I guarantee you by the time this comes out, we'll have already been.
Yeah. Yep. So now we get into FNAF lore.
Have fun. This is all you.
Okay. We watched the movie. I wrote down recap notes. And then I wrote down lore notes. And then I will spitfire how the game and the movie works together. Movie starts. A security guard dies by a weird animatronic thing that is not really in the game. Because that whole whirly-whirly Freddy outfit thing, that is not in the video games at all. I don't even think it's in the books. Move on. Oh, fun fact about that. That security guard that dies at the beginning of the game, that was supposed to be Markiplier.
And how do you know?
MatPat said so.
Oh, okay.
Because he was like at the beginning of the shoot for the movie, so he saw a list of all the people that they wanted, and Mark was listed as that security guard. But Mark couldn't make it, so now we're hoping that he'll show up in the second movie. But considering that he can still barely post consistently on his YouTube channel, I don't think we'll be seeing him until the third.
Or he is, and that's maybe why he's
being so off the internet.
Because maybe he is filming his scenes.
That is true, because people would flood him with questions about the FNAF movie.
Exactly.
I'm still not going to expect it.
I don't expect it either.
He's busy.
I hope he is.
I hope he is, just like I hope he was in the first movie, but I'm not expecting it. Instead, I got surprised by MatPat, and that made me happy. Moving on. There's an introduction of Mike and Abby, who are siblings. I don't think I wrote down anything about Abby's name. I'll get into that later. Anyway. Mike needs a job. Scooby offers security job. Then I said Mike has a dream of his missing brother, because that's kind of the whole point of Five Nights at Freddy's, is the missing kids. Mike goes to the security job, has a dream, but the ghost kids pop up for the first time in his dream, which is weird, but whatever. MatPat shows up at the restaurant where the aunt's making... Do I really need to actually recap this movie? I'm now reading it, and I'm like, I don't want to.
Give the general recap of the movie.
Okay, recap of movie. Mike has a missing brother. Sad. He can't get over it. He keeps dreaming to try to find information somehow. Dream theory!
Yes.
He now has a sister that he has to take care of, who's much younger than him, and both of his parents are out of the picture, so he has to provide for her, but his aunt wants custody of Abby so that she can get the paychecks, and she does not really care about Abby. Hence why he gets a job. The only job that he can get, because he is not very good at keeping his jobs, because of PTSD, and apparently he's not good with authority. So, the guy gives him a job, is very cagey about it, because he realizes what Mike's last name is. Smith? How do you say that last name? Smith?
I don't even know how you spell it.
It's S-M-I-D-T, I think.
Schmidt?
Yeah, Smith. Schmidt. Close enough. I can't say it. Well, anyway, job dude recognizes his name and is like, oh, hey, there's this job. Pay's not great. Hours are worse. You gotta work through nights. Mike says he can't work nights. Ends up working there anyway because he really needs the job to help with Abby.
Yes.
So he goes there, does it. Ghost kids pop up for the first time. And then he's like, oh, that's...
In his dream.
And then, whoopee-doo, that happens. Second night happens. I'm trying to remember when the people die. Does that happen before? Or is that the second night or the third? Okay, second night, he meets Vanessa, who is a police officer. She, for some reason, knows a lot about Freddy's and is also spending a lot of time while she's supposed to be working talking to him. Plot stuff is weird in this movie. And then, so second night happens. Then, before the third night, bad people go into Freddy's to try to screw up Mike's job. And then they end up getting screwed over by the animatronics who end up killing them. So, they all die. Not great. But, because they messed up Freddy's, Vanessa goes to Mike again and is like, hey, do a better job of being a security guard. But also, at the same time, Mike brings his sister to Freddy's because there's no longer a babysitter because she got by Freddy. So now Abby's at Freddy's. They find out that the animatronics are haunted by ghost kids and that Vanessa knew this the whole time. And then he still can't get over his brother. And the ghost kids offer up like happy memories of his brother. And like, hey, we can make it seem like your brother never got kidnapped. All we want is your sister. And in the moment, he says yes, but quickly realizes that was dumb. Don't do that. And now he has to rescue Abby from the animatronics. But not the only the animatronics, because Springtrap just randomly comes out of nowhere and attacks Mike. And Springtrap has control over the dead kids. But then Abby draws a picture. Animatronics turn on Springtrap. He gets spring-locked. And then they drag him off. And there's the whole Golden Freddy thing, too, and whatever. But, yeah. The end. Oh, yeah, and also Vanessa is the bad guy, Springtrap's daughter. Because, ooh. And, yeah, that's the recap of the movie. So, jumping into the lore specific for the movie, the 8-bit opening credits kind of shows how Springtrap lured kids. And then it doesn't show him killing them, but it's like, it's definitely like, ooh. Mm-hmm. And that's also showing like how 8-bit minigames were used in the video games to show the lore.
Yes.
That's a connection there.
Lots of lore.
Yeah, lots of Dream Theory stuff was hinted at in the movie. That was kind of a nod to MatPat's Dream Theory videos where he was like, oh, the video games? Those were all a dream. We have moved past that. That is no longer the confirmed theory.
And we're back. Imagine Rose just wakes up right now. Because every time we start recording, she's like, oh, I'm awake. The cat's also meowing at the door. And now it's my job because I'm sitting on the couch right now. We have enticed him with treats.
Are you ready to continue? Oh, look, Universal Orlando Resort is in my snaps.
Why? How are they in your Snapchat?
It's an ad.
I don't get those ads.
I constantly get Universal Orlando Resort ads.
Well, I get the ads because, you know. But
Wizards Unite!
I have never seen those ads before where it's like Universal sending you a Snapchat.
Fun.
Anyways, car is still in shop. We have rental car. My mechanic did not listen to me when I told him to leave it outside, but instead it's behind a fenced in barbed wire.
So we had to buy a $50 car seat for Jack. And Rose has downgraded back to her little rear-facing car seat, which yep. She still fits.
She does still fit. People leave their toddlers in those until they're like 3 or 4.
Yeah. Anyway, moving back to Five Nights at Freddy's lore, or do you still got more small talk?
I had small talk that I was like, oh, I'm going to talk about that on the podcast. And then
kids are swimming tomorrow.
Yes, they're going to their swim lessons.
Yay.
This is what happens when we take multiple days to record podcasts. You get mid-episode small talk.
Yeah. I don't remember why. Was it because Rose woke up?
Probably. We literally started recording like 2 minutes into the recording session, and she started crying.
Yep. And did not go back to bed.
No.
Going back to Five Nights at Freddy's, we will talk about Abby's name in the movie. Because, you know, we're talking about the Five Nights at Freddy's movie.
Yes.
Abby is an anagram of baby.
Okay.
Baby is an animatronic and sister location. Oh. So it was theorized that somehow Abby and Baby are kind of like the same thing. And that eventually Baby will show up and maybe be connected to Abby. Not sure. Also, I have an issue with Freddy in the movie.
Okay.
More specifically, the Freddy's sign. Freddy does not have gloves.
Oh,
so
my
why
word.
Are there gloves on Freddy when even the animatronic in the movie doesn't wear gloves? It makes no sense.
Maybe it looks better?
No, it looks dumb. It looks like a Chuck E. Cheese ripoff.
I guess.
Okay.
Maybe that's what they were going for.
Anyway, for the house, this is a I'm hoping for kind of thing in the house, that YouTubers will have some representation in the house.
Yes.
Like MatPat, for example, and Daco, I think, is a big YouTuber who I don't personally watch, which is ironic because he's huge in the whole FNAF thing. I don't know. I just don't watch him.
Okay.
And just other YouTubers that other people know of.
Wow.
Okay, moving on. Ghost kids and dreams are spirits in animatronic. And then you can tell which kid goes to which animatronic based on what they are wearing. Except for Golden Freddy. He's just the blonde kid.
Okay.
Maybe like golden hair. But that's still lame compared to how everyone else has like an actual thing. Like Foxy has the kids holding a hook. Chica, I think, is wearing a bib.
Why is the kid holding a hook?
Foxy. The kid.
Oh.
Haunting Foxy holds a hook.
Okay, we're on the movies still. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The guy who is killed by Cupcake is wearing a shirt that references one of the most lore-confusing secret minigames from Five Nights at Freddy's 6, which is actually known as Five Nights at Freddy's Pizza Simulator, I believe. Something like that. I don't know. But there's a minigame in it that's like supposed to show a lot of lore, and that one minigame has confused so many theorists on what the meaning is, so it was funny that it was on a shirt on the guy in the movie. Okay, last bit that I got for the movie, lore connecting to the movie.
Okay.
It is a theory that Mike and Abby's dad is Henry Emily, who used to be known for making the animatronics.
Okay.
I say used to be known because the new Secret of the Minigame basically...
Secret of the Minigame?
Did I say that?
Yes.
Secret of the Mimic threw all that out the window and was like, hey, it was actually this guy named Edwin who made all the animatronics. But this movie was made before that. So ignore Secret of the Mimic lore. Has nothing to do with the movie, in my opinion. So, game lore. This is important. And book lore, technically, because they kind of intertwine. You get pieces of the lore from books.
Okay.
I have.
Yes, you have a book right there.
I have my Silver Eyes book right here.
Good job.
I still have to finish the third one. It's downstairs.
Okay.
It's ironic that I haven't even finished the book yet. So, you know how Mike in the movie is not related to William Afton?
Mm-hmm.
In the video games, he is.
Okay.
So that's why it's weird that he's not in the movie. In the games, Michael Afton is William Afton's oldest son. And then there's Mike's little brother, who in the movie is Garrett. In the games, he doesn't really have a name. It's been theorized that his name is actually Dave. Who knows? That's not confirmed. And then they also have a little sister. So you know how in the movie there's Mike, Garrett, and then Abby, who were all supposed to be Michael Afton's kids, but instead, Vanessa is Henry Afton's daughter. So that's weird, because according to the lore of the video game, Elizabeth Afton is supposed to be William Afton's daughter, and then Vanessa is supposed to be like a security guard that shows up in Security Breach, who's like his daughter who died by baby. Hence why the whole Abby baby connection is a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
So as to why she's William Afton's daughter in the movie, I don't know.
This is all confusing.
That's why eventually you're going to watch a timeline video, because everyone else explains it much better than I do. Because I'm trying to summarize it as quickly as I can. William Afton had three kids. Two died by animatronics. All died by animatronics. Technically.
Okay.
William Afton was an abusive, an awful father. Henry Emily was also a bad dad, but more loving toward his children. He was just neglectful, hence, like, they switched the kids in the movie. Because William Afton in the game has 3 kids, Henry Emily has 1, and then in the movie it seems like they swapped, where now William Afton has the daughter, and then potentially Henry Emily has 3.
Okay.
Anyway, so William, or Afton, everyone knows him as Afton. I think the first kid who dies is his second son, and that was what Mark called the Bite of 87. You know that whole thing.
Yes.
But Melody, that was not...
Melody will insert a clip right here of Mark going, was that the Bite of 87?
Wow, really? Because I didn't know what clip to add.
Was that the Bite of 87?
Mark, please don't sue us.
I doubt
we
it.
We love you.
You threw off what I was thinking.
Oh, you see how it feels
now. Shut up. It was not the Bite of 87, but we're not going to get into that because that's not really movie related.
I hope you know when we go through this house, every time I see Freddy, I'm going to be like, is that the Bite of 87?
So, his kid dies. Then he starts killing other kids because he realized that his son is now haunting an animatronic. So he's trying to, like, kill other kids to figure out how to fix his son. It's confusing.
Okay.
But he kills 5 kids. Those haunt animatronics. Then he kills 5 more kids. And those also haunt more animatronics. There's Remnant, which is confusing. But that's basically just actually injecting souls into the metal and then mixing them together, which makes the souls confused because now they're mixed together in one animatronic.
Mm-hmm.
And then, during his experiments, he creates animatronics that go out to lure children and capture them for these experiments, hence the creation of Baby. But Baby goes wrong and kills his own daughter.
Wait, do you see Baby in the movie?
No, this is in the game.
Okay.
I'm trying to give, like, a very quick lore overall of the video games.
I only wanted you to give a lore overall of what applied to the actual movie.
Yeah, I'm explaining why the animatronics are haunted.
Oh, okay.
It's because William Afton is a really, really bad guy.
Really?
Yeah, so Elizabeth dies, and then eventually Michael grows up. He goes back and finds the baby animatronic, mm-hmm. realizes that his dad is basically the one who created everything and was killing kids. But then Michael gets scooped.
Scooped?
By the scooper. Yeah, it's like a long metal arm that just goes and scoops the insides of him out.
Oh.
And shoves animatronics into his body.
Oh.
Somehow he doesn't survive. He definitely dies. But, like, his soul stays in his body. But he's dead.
Makes sense.
So that's why I said all 3 die. Because the animatronics tried to take control of his body, but that doesn't work out. And then at some point, Afton... the main Afton, William Afton, gets spring locked in the spring trap outfit, which is kind of like karma for him because he killed all the kids in the golden bunny suit.
Mm.
Yeah, so he's definitely coming back in the second movie. And then the puppet is supposed to be Henry's daughter. Oh, because I forgot to mention that in the lore. Somewhere along the way, William gets mad at Henry because he's like jealous of him or something that... Henry still has his daughter, that Henry's better at creating animatronics than him and stuff like that. So he kills Henry's daughter, and that's his first kill, I think. And then Henry's daughter, Charlotte, which you only know because of the books, she now possesses the puppet.
Okay.
And that's where the puppet comes from. I'm only saying this because I'm hoping the puppet will make an appearance in the house, even though it technically wasn't in the first movie, but it is showing up in the second. So, woo! And so are all the toy animatronics, which is going to be really cool. Because the second game is the only game that I played to completion on my phone. Because I am a wimp, and also because I didn't have access to any PC gaming consoles. So I had to do it on my phone.
I did play some of the Oculus...
Since the last time recorded.
Since the last time we recorded.
Bravo.
It was spooky.
You need to play night one.
No, I'm good. Is that all of your lore?
Yes.
Okay.
I will still have you watch a video, because, like I said, the way I described it was absolute poop.
If you can't tell, this video game is very lore heavy, and there is countless of hours of lore videos on YouTube.
That's why take I'm you letting hours you watch one.
To just figure out all of the lore.
That's... Oh yeah, because there, like I said, I was trying to condense it even more by like throwing out facts that are known, but as to when they happened and why they happened, we don't know for sure. Like, for example, who the heck is Gregory? Is he a robot? Who knows? Melody, I think at this point it's like confirmed that he's a...
Of Gregory.
Of Gregory?
Yeah, the from that security breach.
You mean
breach.
Freddy. Saying Gregory.
Gregory. There's like a funny line.
Yeah, I know. There's many. There's many.
Find the funniest and insert it here.
Gregory, do you see that small vent on the floor? Have you ever heard of Among Us, Gregory? You need to vent.
Anyways, while you were doing all that...
He was actually paying attention.
I was doing research. Something that's contradictory to what you just said. But I was paying attention. Kind of.
I didn't even see you on your phone. How are you doing research?
I was literally like this. You didn't, and you were looking at me.
Oh. Just completely ignored the phone somehow.
Anyways, we talked about this before. And I can't find where it was actually posted, but I Googled it and I was like, who made the animatronics for the FNAF movie?
Mm-hmm.
And the person that made the animatronics is Jim Henson's Creature Shop.
Okay.
And they made the animatronics for the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard somewhere that that same company is also making it for the houses. So I Googled it and Google confirmed it.
Because Google is
all-knowing. So... No, one of the creative people confirmed it. I just can't find it. Mm-hmm. I also haven't looked that hard. But I just find it cool that the same company that made it for the movies is making it for the houses.
Speaking of houses, we have confirmed...
We're
going
to talk about it on a different episode.
Which houses belong in which for the unmasking tour. But you don't get to know yet from us, at
least.
Well,
I mean, you'll probably know...
Yeah, they'll know. But we're not going to talk about it.
We'll talk about it in another episode. For all we know, you've already heard it because we posted it first, because it's probably going to be a short episode.
No, because this is Hype List. This has to go first. Remember, this is like the continuation of the Hype List episode.
Well, the next episode's going to be like 10 minutes.
That'd be nice.
That would be nice. Anyways, the one tidbit I will say is FNAF is not one of the houses that is... offered during the tour.
It's the only house.
Yes.
Because there's 10 houses.
Yes. And it makes sense now that they're not doing that because they don't want people touching or breaking
the animatronics.
Because if they are true animatronics, then they're going to need maintenance like every night to make sure they're working perfectly.
You don't want... an actual incident with an animatronic.
Imagine if that actually happened.
That would suck.
That would be funny. No,
although,
that would be funny.
There was a science video on Game Theory. I almost said GT Live. That's a different channel.
Yes.
Same people, just different channel. On Game Theory, where it was like, can a bite from the animatronic actually break into a skull? The short answer was no. It's not strong enough to actually do that.
I feel like it could. It depends on what the mechanisms in the jaw are.
Yeah, they went through the mechanisms. Because you have to, like, an actual animatronic wouldn't open their mouth that, or, like, even if it did, the pressure part of it, like, it just, it's enough force just to...
She's making an up and down motion with her hands rather than a hinge like a jaw.
Because the animatronic opens its mouth like this.
Hmm. Yeah.
It's like a hydraulic something or other that controls the mouth, and there should not be enough force in order to crack through a skull. And then they can proceed to say what force is required to break a skull. And it was like, if that was possible, if that animatronic was actually able to do that to the kid, why would you build an animatronic that strong?
For longevity.
It's because William Afton is awful. He didn't build Golden Freddy. So, fun.
Anyways, I just find it cool because, like, imagine one of these animatronics does accidentally kill somebody.
That would not be cool.
Then you have a real life Five Nights at Freddy's.
That would not be cool. It would be ironic.
Murderous rampage.
We already have a real life animatronic restaurant called Chuck E. Cheese, okay?
That's a minimum wage worker in a costume.
No, not like the Chuck E. Cheese on stage.
I haven't been to Chuck E. Cheese in like 15 years.
Oh. Yeah, well, a guy comes out in costume sometimes to like throw tickets and stuff around. But there's like an animatronic on stage.
Well, joke's on you. They don't have tickets anymore. It's kind of like a Dave and Buster's now with a card.
Oh. Well, that's depressing.
It is. I only know this because of Instagram. Like, they do a card. I went to Chuck E. Cheese
like a couple years ago and they're still doing tickets.
Oh, I heard they did like cards and no more tokens and everything's digital.
Oh, well.
Which is sad because...
That sucks. The whole ticket eating machine was so much fun, though. Just watching your giant pile of tickets be eaten up and counted.
And having a nice big, like, cup of coins.
Because
that's how they measured their coins. They're like, do you want small cup, medium cup, or large cup of coins?
Anyway. That was a very brief overview of the lore for Five Nights at Freddy's. As you can tell, I love it. I love it because of the lore, not the actual gameplay itself. Because, as I've said, I haven't really played any of the games. I watch YouTubers play it for me. Haha. But, yeah. I grew up with Five Nights at Freddy's, and I'm just really excited.
Yes. Did you know you can buy a big bag of movie theater popcorn from AMC and you get a whole squirt bottle of butter? I'm not telling you, I'm telling our listeners. Guys, you can get a huge bag of popcorn. It's called a mega bag and you can get it on Uber Eats. For us, it's $23.
You made it sound like you just put in a really badly timed ad.
This episode now sponsored by AMC Theaters.
No, it's not.
Just kidding. AMC, you can sponsor us anytime.
Anyone can sponsor us at any time.
So just email AMC and be like, hey, we put out a free ad for you. Want to sponsor us?
Technically, I think they put an ad for Uber Eats.
I also had a chicken on my hand a week ago. It was a fun time. It was a baby chicken.
I know, I took a picture. What does it have to do with anything?
Nothing.
Are we done? Can we go?
I've been done. I'm waiting for you.
Well, I did an outro thing and then you wouldn't shut up. We are done now. Please wait patiently for the next episode. Goodbye.
Goodbye. And you're also saying, oh, you need to engage more. Yes. Interesting. Cool fact. Wow. Really? Oh, I can't believe it. Freddy did what? Chica? There you go. You can splice those up and just put them in to make it look like I'm engaging. So you're welcome. I'm going to take a nap now. Good night. That's what you wanted, right? No? Okay. Freddy, Chica, Bonnie.
Just shut up.